Welcome to the Roundtable. I'm Alan Chartok. Joining me is musician and actor Loudon Wainwright III, who has released more than 24 albums over his decades-long career, including his new album, Older Than My Old Man Now. The album's title is a reference to Loudon Wainwright Jr., who was editor and columnist at Life magazine before his death in 1988. In addition to being a musical patriarch, Loudon Wainwright III has appeared in films such as Knocked Up, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Big Fish, For Your Consideration, and on several television programs. Wainwright's tour will visit Helsinki and Hudson this Thursday. Loudon Wainwright, welcome to the Roundtable.
Nice to be at the table here.
Hey, have you been at the Helsinki before?
No, I never have.
Well, you have quite a treat coming to you. In the old days, the Helsinki was in my hometown of Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and you really had to use a shoehorn to get 50, 60 people in there. Now it looks like the Copacabana. It's quite a place in Hudson, New York, and it is sort of the center of the revival of Hudson. So it's going to be a great experience for you. I know that. And the acoustics are magnificent. So tell me a little bit about how you got to be older than your old man.
Time flies when you're fooling around.
That's a good question, yeah, right.
Yeah, my father died relatively early. He was 63, almost 64, when he passed away in 1988. So as I approached, I'm 65 now, as I approached my 64th birthday, I, was thinking about this and, you know, came up with a song. That's what happens when I think about stuff often. Called Older Than My Old Man Now. As is mentioned in the song, his father died at an even earlier age. His father was 43 when he died, and I have memories of my father mentioning this fact and obsessing about this situation of outliving your progenitor.
Now, of course, your father is a famous man and did incredibly important work at Life. And I want to ask you this. Is it tough to be the son of a famous person?
Well, there's some pressures, I suppose, but there's also some incentives. I mean, if you would all subscribe to Dr. Freud's theories,
Sure, I do.
There are There are Oedipal conflicts, to be had with children and their parents. You know, my father, when I was a teenager, he was quite well known. Everybody read Life magazine, and his column, The View From Here, was featured every week, almost, during the 70s and 80s. But it's also an incentive to work hard and surpass the old man.
Now, you, of course, have a very famous son yourself, who you've produced. How's that?
What's his name again?
Rufus. And based on what you've just said about your father, what about the fact that your son's coming up the other way?
Well, I
you.
Just gave you the answer to that question because I knew it was coming.
Oh, I see.
I answered two questions at the same time. It's the same deal. Every parent-child relationship is full of all kinds of stuff, and certainly Rufus and I have that stuff, as I did with my own father.
Was your father a musician?
Well, he played the piano and wrote a couple of songs, one of which I actually recorded a few years back.
So tell me, is there a musical gene?
Well, I in the case of Rufus and Martha, and also my daughter Lucy Wainwright Roach, whose mother is Suzy Roach, Rufus and Martha's mom was Kate McGarrigle. So there was the deck was kind of genetically stacked, I suppose. I mean, that those three kids should wind up being working musicians. Whether it's genetic or not, or, nurture, nature, I don't know. I mean, there were always guitars and banjos lying around the house when they were kids. So it makes sense to me that they might wind up in the business.
And who are your personal heroes?
Which realm?
Music.
Music? Louis Prima.
Interesting.
Tom Lehrer. Ramble Jack Elliott. The list goes on, but those are the first three that come to mind.
How much touring do you do?
Well, if you go to my website, lw3.com, you'll get an idea. I mean, I'm working my keister off since the album came out, which was in April. So I had a bit of a respite this month of July, but I'm starting back up again, and really we'll be working pretty much up until the end of the year.
Do you travel by bus?
No, there's no need for that, since I travel by myself.
Right. When you were on the TV show Undeclared, you played a somewhat goofy parent. Did you see any of yourself in the role? In other words, were you a method actor?
I could be accused of being goofy as a parent and as a person in general. Goofiness is part of the human condition, I'd say.
What does one do when one is a famous movie star and then goes back to performing as a concert artist? Is this a tough transition for you?
I'm not a famous movie star. I'm a guy that occasionally gets acting work in movies, usually small parts. So it's not a big transition.
Well, among us folkies, you are. Arlo once told me that one of the best times in his life was when he was on a television show playing the guy next door. The money was great, and he didn't have to work that hard. Is it harder work when you're on the concert tour?
Well, it's different work. In acting, you sit around and wait a lot, you know, wait to be in the shot. Musicians have to schlep more, travel more. Obviously, being an actor is more collaborative.
Well, Loudon Wainwright, do you have anything else you want to tell us? The big performance is coming up at the Helsinki Thursday night, and I just wondered if there's anything you wanted to leave us with.
See you Thursday.
See you Thursday. Okay, Loudon Wainwright, thank you so much for taking this time. I know how busy you are. Loudon Wainwright, whose new album is Older Than My Old Man Now, will play Helsinki Hudson Thursday night. And thank you for joining us again, Loudon.
Okay, so long.
I'm Alan Chartok, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
How much is it all?